Planet Rock backstage at Download Paris, joined by our old mate Steve Harris. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, mate. And you?
Yeah, good, sir. Now, Paris for me is a new dimension as far as festivals are concerned. It's the very first Download Paris as well. So to headline it and to continue the Book of Souls world tour, you must be quite chuffed with that.
Yeah, it's brilliant. And the funny thing was, when we found out where the festival actually was going to be in Paris, is actually very close to where we did the album. So we kind of know this area anyway. So, yeah, great. And it's a fantastic big area. And in fact, I used to go running kind of around by the park here. So, I was like, wow, that's, great, perfect.
Now, when we last chatted, it was just before the album came out, and the success worldwide of the Book of Souls, again, you must be so impressed with that, because you knew you'd got a great album, but the proof of the pudding is in the listening, and people went out and bought it in their droves.
Yeah, I wasn't really sure how people were going to take it. You never really know, and you never sort of rest on your laurels and think, right, let's, they're just going to love it or whatever. But let's face it, everyone has an opinion these days, and not all of them good, so you just don't know, do you, really? But it's been favourably taken, and obviously there's a few people that probably, a few comments here and there, but everyone's welcome to their opinion, and you can't please everyone. So, no, it's all good, really.
As we said last time, you've never been one to sit on your laurels. You've never been one to take the easy route or the safe route. You always like to push the boat out, push the boundary, and you did with the extra long tracks, the fact that the album was a double album too.
Yeah, it just turned out that way. It wasn't like we planned it or anything. It just ended up being, so bloody long that we had to make it into a double album. But that's fine, obviously it was priced, right, so it wasn't, too expensive to buy as a double album. So, but it was a bit of not a shock, because we knew we were getting there. And then when Bruce came in with this song at the end, it was 8 minutes, we thought, oh, wow, it's going to, it's just going to have to be a double. So we just said, well, we'll give Rod the good news. he weren't that pleased at first, but we said, look, it's going out as a double album. That's the end of it. And he was like, oh, okay. And so we'll just get on with the marketing then. But it is what it is, isn't it, really? I mean, what are you going to do? Let's start leaving songs off. I mean, no way. So, that was it.
When we last chatted, we were talking about the tour, which you were sort of planning at that stage, but you had nothing concrete. And I know you said you got ideas for production based on the album sleeve and stuff like that. And the way it's all turned out, when it kicked off in February, I mean, to hear Bruce back fronting the band after what he's been through, and to see him on stage and hear those songs, six of them in the set as well, must be a phenomenal feeling.
Yeah, it's a fantastic feeling just to be out there again, because obviously last year we didn't know whether we even had a band, let alone a tour. So, brilliant. Obviously he's fine. He's singing fantastic. In fact, I think he's probably singing better than ever, really. And he wanted to do more rehearsals, which is unheard of. He never likes doing loads of rehearsals. So, we did extra rehearsals. And by the time we got to the end of the rehearsals, he was really comfortable and really starting to feel good. And, we was all like, wow, this is going to be okay after all. So, to be honest, even at the start of rehearsals, it just sounded like he had a bit of a cold, which he did have a cold. So it wasn't really, didn't feel that much different for us, really. But I think confidence-wise, towards the end of he was really feeling strong. And I suppose he never really 100% knew, really, if the truth be known, how he was going to be. None of us did. So the fact that after a month's rehearsals, he was in such good shape was absolutely fantastic. And, as I said, we're just pleased to be out on the tour. So, I am anyway. I'm sure I can vouch for the rest of them when I say that. I mean, I'm just absolutely, pleased to just be here,
So when you started in Florida and you went out on stage for that first time, as you said, 12 months before, not knowing whether that was ever really going to happen again, what was the feeling like? I mean, you must have been absolutely buzzing.
Yeah, it was really special. I mean, it was just obviously, we knew that he'd be able to sing well on anything like that, so it wasn't that, but it was just the fact that, we hadn't played for, it must have been a couple of years almost. And just being the very first one, it felt special, felt kind of edgy as well. Maybe a little nervous, maybe not. I mean, we did rehearse for a month, so, we should be sort of ready by then. But even so, you can rehearse till the cows come home, but once you get out there, it's slightly different. So, new set and everything. We knew the stage set looked good because we did pre-production and saw how good it was. Obviously, followed through with all the artwork right the way through anyway. And all we can do is go for it and see what happens, and it's been really good. So, it's all turned around really well after a disastrous year last year. It's been a fantastic year so far.
You've taken in some amazing territories. As I say, all kicked off in Florida. You've taken in Mexico. You've taken in China as well, which is a great experience. I mean, how was that? Because I know there's quite a few restrictions on what you could and couldn't do.
It weren't too bad. I mean, I thought it was going to be worse, actually. But, I mean, they wouldn't let Bruce use the British flag. And, well, it, any flag, because we said, can we use the Chinese flag? And so it's got something to wave about, and they wouldn't let that either. So that was a bit odd. But there's a few things. There's a really weird one where they said, you know, on the actual written set list that we have on stage, we had to write a different song for Power Slave, but we could play the song. It was just... Okay. So we wrote Wicker Man in, and Bruce actually sang Wicker Man on the first chorus. First, just to, you know, it was a bit of a sort of a joke, but it's really odd things like that. I mean, I don't know why they do things like that. Only they know the answer to that. But, you know, it was fine. We still put on a show. The crowd were great. I mean, you know, they're much better than I thought, actually. The reaction was really, really good. I don't know what I was expecting, really, but I didn't think they would be as good as they were, to be honest. And all good, really. I mean, and I got to see the Great Wall, which is what I've always wanted to do. So, yeah, fantastic.
Getting back to Bruce, I mean, obviously you've flown around the world before with Bruce piloting the plane. Air Force One has been upgraded big time. He's taken all his exams. He's now a qualified pilot for a jumbo jet. So, again, everything in the Maiden camp has gone up yet another level.
Yeah, I mean, I think because the show that we wanted to take with us, I mean, we designed the show to be, you know, inflatable stuff and this and that and the other, so we could pack it down and get more stuff. But it allowed us to have a little bit more in the cargo bay. And so, yeah, all good, really. It means that we could, you know, obviously take more personnel. So the whole thing was just brilliant. I mean, for him to be able to go and fly that about, you know, I mean, he's so into his planes anyway that it's absolutely fantastic opportunity. And for me, it's just, again, as I said, it's great to be out there, but to step up a level to go to a massive plane like that. I mean, when I first saw it, I couldn't believe the size of the bloody thing. You know, pretty scary in a way, really. You think, Christ, how's it going to get off the ground with all that gear on it? But, yeah, great.
It's amazing to think as well that, you know, not only does he fly the plane, he does the gig, he does loads of other bits and pieces. And how many people do you know? I mean, me personally, I don't, but how many people do you know that can actually be good at so many different things? I mean, we're all kind of good at something. Maybe, you know, you play the bass, you write the songs, you do the production, etc. But if you look at Bruce, he just comes up with these things from, you know, the early days to the fencing, to the writing, to the flying. You think, how can somebody be so good at so many things?
Yeah, I know. He's just, I mean, he's always been like that. He's always been into sort of 10 things at once as well, which I'm totally not like that. I mean, I like to focus on one, two things tops at a time when I'm doing anything. And he's got 8-10 things on the go, and he's just always been a ball of energy. And that's why when he got ill, it was I think it was even tougher on him than it would have been possibly. But then that also helped him to get better, so that's good as well. And, you know, the fact that he's into so many things, like you say, I mean, who else has got a, you know, plane like that anyway? I mean, not only that, you take it one step further and then you've got, like, the, you know, the singer in the band's piloting the plane. It's a pretty unique situation. And but he's totally professional. He's like a completely different person when he's flying the plane. He's very, very... Not that he's not professional in other ways, but... You know, I suppose he just has to have a different head on when he's basically flying the plane. So it's all done, you know, as you would expect.
Still quite a few dates on the tour to carry out on the Book of Souls World Tour. You've got tonight, of course, here at Download Paris, and then Sunday night, it's the UK and the return of the Donington Festival. Now, you've been there numerous times throughout the years.
We have been there numerous times, and I've also been there as a fan too, so... Yeah, many times, many great memories, and, you know, hopefully we'll be out creating another good memory. And it's just hope the weather holds. That's all you're worried about with Donington and Dan or whatever. I mean, it's always, you know, worrying about whether the weather's going to be okay, really. I mean, you know, you get through it no matter what, and the fans are fantastic no matter what as well, but it's obviously a lot, you know, better and happier if they don't get, you know, sort of, you know, the rain pissing on them. So we had it the other night in Switzerland, and I felt really sorry for the crowd. It was really pretty miserable, you know, like crowd-wise, in the sense that they, I mean, what could they do? But they stayed there, you know, they didn't leave. And, you know, so fair play to them. You know, we're sort of under the, you know, the stage roof and everything. We get a bit of rain on us, but not much. And they were getting absolutely mullered out there. So, you know, I just hope that don't happen on Sunday.
It's amazing to think that all these years later, you're still doing it. You're still at the top of your game. In fact, I was sorting out my office at home a few months ago, and I found an old cassette of Donington Live 1987. I was broadcasting live from backstage. We had a chat. We were sitting on the stairs of the Portaloo, of all places, very salubrious. And this was 29 years ago, and I couldn't believe you were saying something like, well, it's all different now touring. I'm getting a bit old for it now. You know, we take the family on the road, and, you know, we don't go out like we used to. I'm getting a bit old for it. 29 years later, Steve, and you're still sprightly, and you're still doing it.
If I said that, then wow. I mean, 29 years. Wow, it's amazing. But yeah, I mean, we're still out there, still with the family, and still touring and whatever. And yeah, that's probably why I'm still here, because I gave up all the partying all them years ago. So I lived so far to tell the tale. I think you just have to look after yourself, you know, when you're doing long tours. You just have to. I think bands learn that sort of pretty soon, really. And if they don't, I think they tend to fall by the wayside. So it's just something you have to be professional. You have to remember what you're there for. Yeah, you can have party, you know, and you can have a bit of fun once in a while. We've had a couple of times on this tour where we've had, you know, let our hair down a bit. But, you know, you just got to remember what you're there for. And, you know, if that's the case, then you just have to take it a bit easier than you... You know, I mean, the first two tours that we toured around the world, I mean, we were sort of hitting every single bar there was, you know, as you do when you're young, you know, and you've got to find out all these things. But it got boring really quick. So, you know... lucky for me, I used to tend to get pretty ill anyway, or drinking. Didn't seem to agree with me too well, so it was easier to give it up than some. But, you know, I could take it or leave it, really. But, you know, I mean, it's just one of them things. You just have to look after yourself. I mean, these days you have to do a lot more running and preparing for a tour. But, yeah, we're still there, we're still jumping about. And, long may it continue.
Finally, have you got a message for the UK fans? As I say, Download in the UK is this coming Sunday. What message would you give to the fans that can't wait to see Iron Maiden live once again in the UK?
First and foremost, I said buy a rain mech or something like that, so keep yourself dry. And, just get yourself a good position as you can. Obviously, loads of people. Get a few beers down your neck and enjoy.
Excellent. Steve, as always, a pleasure catching up. All the best with the continued success of the mighty Iron Maiden, and it's always been a pleasure.
Cheers. All the best.